Welcome to the Sounds of Success, brought to you by the National Association of Professional Martial Artists. This audio magazine is a tool for generating profitable ideas and for taking your business to new levels of excellence and performance. Now here's your host, Mark Graydon.
Hello again, Toby Milroy here with your monthly marketing minute for November. And as the year starts to wind to an end, all too often, martial arts school owners begin to take their eye off the ball and to sort of look towards the holiday season as a welcome break. And certainly it is. Certainly martial arts school operators deserve to take a well-deserved vacation over the holidays and really live a lifestyle of abundance and relaxation, especially during this time of the year. Certainly martial arts school operators and martial arts school owners do a huge service to the community and are invaluable in the development of our communities and in the youth and adults in our community. And we sure do deserve to take some time and relax and focus on those things that are most important, like spending time with our family and building relationships with those that we love. Obviously, business must go on. And it is important for school owners who especially are focused on taking a couple of weeks off in December to really generate a lot of momentum and to generate a lot of enrollments and renewals during the holiday months so that we can have flush coffers with plenty of cash and plenty of opportunity to take a well-deserved break at the end of the year. So since it is November, obviously the major holiday that's on everyone's mind is Thanksgiving. And also what's on everyone's mind is what their plans are going to be for the rest of the holidays. And a tried and true marketing principle that we teach all the time in our Inner Circle and Peak Performer programs and that we're really, really focused on for high-level student acquisition results is entering the conversation that a person is already having in their own mind. So, for example, back to school is one of the best times to be in the direct mail media because parents and families are planning their school year. So the several weeks before, all the way through the few weeks after, back to school is a marvelous time to be doing lots and lots of direct mail, as is Thanksgiving, as is November. Many martial arts school owners tend not to be very aggressive marketers during the last quarter of the year, which to their detriment is very difficult, makes life very difficult. However, if you have the opportunity to enter in the conversation that someone's having in their mind, it's a great opportunity to get your message sort of under their defense shields. For example, we recommend that all of our member schools, and especially our high-level peak performer inner circle schools and our franchise locations, do a direct mail campaign in November, recognizing Thanksgiving. And this is a Thanksgiving card, which is in most cases much more effective than a Christmas card, because Christmas cards are sort of overdone. Almost every vendor, almost everybody you do business with sends you a Christmas card, but almost no one sends you a Thanksgiving card. And what better reason to send your best customers or your best prospects a nice warm greeting than during Thanksgiving to thank them for their interest and thank them for their past business and thank them for whatever future business may be possible. So we recommend sending a nice Thanksgiving greeting card with an offer inserted to all of your warm prospect list. Now, obviously, if you've been a NATMA member for any amount of time, you've gone through a tremendous summer marketing blitz and generated hundreds and hundreds of leads. You've come through a great back-to-school season using other media to drive traffic to your school. You've gone through several months of high conversion rates from that big influx of prospects. Now you're going back into the prospect database and looking at all of the warm prospects, everyone who's ever come to a birthday party or raised their hand in one form or another as a potential prospect, as a student in your school. And now's a marvelous time to reach out to those people with a great, you know, nice, friendly, crafted Thanksgiving Day message. I'm thanking you for your interest. I'm thanking you for being part of our community and being a great parent and a great leader in our community. And by the way, we're here to serve you. We're here to help make your life easier, help make your life better, help create a more focused, confident child with higher levels of self-esteem. And here's a Thanksgiving offer. And you can, you know, create whatever offer it is you think is effective and persuasive. But now is a time that many martial arts school owners really do take their foot off the gas pedal, and really to their own detriment. I would rather work really hard through November, the first week or two of December, and have a nice influx of new students, lots and lots of new upgrade prospects, and plenty of revenue to support the couple of week vacation I decide to take before the new year. So I really hope this helps. I really hope this helps kick you off in the right direction during this holiday season. And I hope to see you at our very next live event. And I hope to talk to you very soon.
As the back to school season gets into full gear, we have a unique opportunity that happens once each year to really drive a lot of enrollments into our school and to really make a big impact on our student count and our student body. Right now is the time of the year that parents and families and students are in the mindset of preparing for back to school. And one of the strongest marketing principles that you'll ever be able to apply to your small business is entering the conversation that someone's already having in their mind. It's very difficult to plant a new thought in someone's mind. It's much easier to use what they're already thinking about as an entry point. If I'm a mom of a nine-year-old and I'm thinking about getting ready for back to school and I'm thinking about what activities I'm going to get Johnny involved in this year, it's much easier for me to use that conversation that she's already having to my advantage and to be able to match our message to their thoughts. Well, today's call is designed to really give you the advantage in this manner. The elementary schools have always been probably the most important component of free and very inexpensive leads into our martial arts schools. So today with me on the line, I have two very special guests. We have Matt Curtis, the president and founder of EasySchoolSupplies.com, which we're going to be talking a lot about today. And we have Aaron Deischer, who's Easy School Supplies Chief Executive Officer. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us today.
Sure. Thank you, Toby. We appreciate the opportunity.
You know, I'm really excited about the opportunity that what we're talking about today presents to martial arts school operators. Like I said, you know, there are two huge marketing principles at work here. Huge marketing principle number one is, I call it like the bear. You have to be like a bear. And there are two different types of bears. One type of bear is the bear who, you know, trudges out into the middle of the stream where the water's, you know, rushing the fastest and stands hip deep in the water, and he can snatch all the salmon he chooses to eat, right? He's right in the middle of the salmon run, and he can get as many as he wants, and he gets fat and happy for the winter. And then you've got another kind of bear who's sort of afraid to get his toes wet, and he kind of stands on the shore. And, yeah, every now and then a sick salmon swims by, and he can grab him, but, you know, I'd rather be the bear in the middle of the stream, right? And that's a really important concept for small business owners, especially martial arts school operators, because you want to find where the salmon are running. You want to find where there are big herds of your prospects, and you want to go stand in front of them. You don't want to stand over on the shore and hope one comes to you eventually. You want to get right out in front of them. And for our family-oriented martial arts schools, the elementary schools and daycares and private schools and things like that have always been the most fruitful stream that we could possibly ever want to fish in. So what we're talking about today really helps school owners, you know, accomplish this in a non-confrontational manner. The second big marketing component at work here, or marketing philosophy at work here, is, like I described a minute ago, getting into the conversation that someone's already having in their mind. And since it's, you know, back to school season is ramping up right now, parents are freaked out about two things. And they're literally staying up, you know, awake at night thinking about these two things. Number one, they're thinking about, what am I going to do? What activities, what programs, what special things are we going to do for Johnny this year for school? And the second thing they're thinking is, they're freaking out about how and where they're going to get all the school supplies for Johnny, right? So this is an amazing 1-2 punch, I think, for martial arts school operators who are really savvy and who are really focused on growing their business this year. So let's take a half a step back. And Matt and Eric, why don't you tell us a little bit about Easy School Supplies, and then we'll kind of transition into how our martial arts school operators, our members especially, but also just any martial arts school operator in the industry, can use this to their advantage. So maybe you could tell me a little bit about Easy School Supplies and about exactly what your company does.
Okay. Well, we're an online school supply company, and our normal scope of business is, we get all the school supply lists from the elementary schools all over the country. We put them online on our website, and parents can easily go to our website, find their school, find their student's grade, and have those exact supplies delivered right to their home, and then 10% goes back to the school as a fundraiser. So we deal with elementary schools all over the country. We basically make life easy for moms so they don't have to go out on the scavenger hunt in the stores and shop for all these items. And then we also have a benevolent side of our business that really helps us, just like you guys are trying to do, get into those schools initially, because there's a lot of gatekeepers and people that you have to get past. And we have a school supply drive, and it works similar to just like our regular school supply program. We register the school. We register the school district in some cases. And we also work with businesses all over the country who want to have their own school supply drive. So we register whatever the drive is going to be, for instance, the NAPMA school supply drive, and we have a few donation packs that are available that range from 10 to 20 dollars, and you can customize those packs based on whatever the individual schools need. And then donors can easily go online, find their school supply drive, and then order those donation packs and have them delivered all at once to either the school or to the organization. You can even have it delivered right to the martial arts studio if you guys want to deliver the supplies and make a real personal experience. And it ultimately just builds a great relationship with that elementary school.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, the just for our members and for any school owner who's tuning in, this is a big deal. This company is a big deal. You guys have how many distribution centers in the U.S.?
We have 37 distribution centers all across the United States.
Yeah, and how many school districts or individual schools? I'm not sure how you define that. Are you currently, you know, do you currently have this relationship with?
We're currently registered with over 2,000 schools and organizations.
Yeah. So think about that. If I'm a martial arts school operator right now, and perhaps I have difficulty penetrating the public school system or the private school system, this is a I'll tell you what I did. And this might be very useful for anyone listening to the call. And this ties directly into what we can do here for you almost automatically. One of the things that I learned in our schools operating franchise schools is that sometimes school operators are hesitant to do the one thing that's guaranteed to make them successful. And I hate to say it that way, but sometimes it's difficult to get them to go into an elementary school and just cold start creating a relationship with a principal or with a guidance counselor. So one of the things that I did in my schools down here in Florida, you know, many years ago, was I decided to do a school supply drive inside the school where parents would bring in school supplies, and I would collect them at the school, and I actually ended up expanding that into several local banks and other restaurants and things like that. So I would collect a lot of school supplies. And then I would force the staff members and the managers at each location to divide up the school supplies and march them down to the elementary school and hand them over to the principal. And really the reason I did it, of course I had altruistic intentions. I really did want to help the students in the schools who, you know, couldn't afford school supplies or who really needed just a little help. And we did a lot of great work. We collect, you know, thousands of dollars of school supplies each year in each location. But at the same time, I also wanted my staff, my instructors, to walk into the schools, you know, bearing gifts. I wanted them, every conversation we always have, I always have with a member, I always have with a martial arts school operator, the one thing that I'm most interested in is what's in it for them, right? Because I know that's what they're interested in. They're interested in what's in it for me. What, you know, what do I get out of this deal? Why should I spend my time, energy, effort, money, whatever it may be, on X? You know, what does it give me? What's in it for me? And that's how I wanted our instructors and our staff to think. I wanted them to walk into the elementary school thinking about what's in it for the principal, what's in it for the counselors, what's in it for the students in the school. And that was one of my methods to make that happen. And we would march in with boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of school supplies and just plop them on the principal's desk and shake his hand and take pictures. And that was a marvelous opportunity to open a dialogue about how we could then work as partners with the elementary school in the children's education. And we're in virtually all the elementary schools in the geographically relevant areas around all of our locations now. So this is a way to systemize that. This is a way to do that without having to, you know, stack all this stuff up in your school and actually go do it. This is even easier. So this is brilliant. So again, consider that there's 2,000 schools already participating in this type of a thing. So certainly, if I'm in, you know, if I'm in Orlando, Miami, Jacksonville, LA, you know, San Francisco, Sacramento, whatever. If I'm in a population base, you guys are already there. And if I'm in a population base where you're not there yet, this is an easy fit, right? So maybe you could walk us through that. How, if I'm a school owner, how do I make this work? How do I get, you know, involved in the process? How do I promote it? What do I do next? What's my next step?
Well, basically, we already have a school supply registered for NATMA on our website, and the website is called easyschoolsupplies.com. And basically, if you go to the homepage, you can click right in the very middle of our website. There's a big banner that says, click here to support a school supply drive.
and it lists all the drives. And you could also search in the upper left-hand corner for any drive or any school. And so if you just type in NATMA, it brings up the donation packs that, you know, we've came up with for donations. And any members of the martial arts school, any members of the local business, anyone you know, anyone that you market to can easily go online and donate those supplies, and it all goes right to the school of your choice. We could send it right to the individual martial arts school so you guys can pass it out. And if you need to, you can also edit the donation packs to match what the school exactly needs. It gives you another chance to go in and meet with the people, you know, coordinate what supplies they need. It gives, you know, introduces them that you guys are going to be, you know, doing this drive on their behalf. Maybe they don't have a drive that they currently do, and they can help it. And it just makes it easy on everyone involved.
And Toby, it's set up easily too, and it's unique in the fact that the NATMA members can also be creative as far as donation packs they may want to have for themselves and represent to the community. So it's very interactive and user-friendly.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done a couple things to make this really simple. We also have a page that, you know, will give you a really in-depth description of exactly how to do this if you're a martial arts school operator on natma.com/school supplies. And really what we're trying to accomplish here is you could use any of several techniques to have the parents in your school interested in, you know, using EC school supplies for their own school supplies, and therefore a portion of that goes back to the elementary school of your choice. So there again, you've got option A, option B. Option A is I can march into the elementary school bearing gifts, you know, with big stacks of school supplies in my hands. Or option B, I can march into the elementary school with a big check. Now, I don't have any empirical evidence or any data to suggest one's better than the other. But, you know, I will tell you that we've done both, and, you know, they both seem to get a lot of traction. You know, I mean, you know, elementary schools especially right now, and especially, I mean, in Florida, California, Texas, you know, especially in some major metro areas, are really struggling. You know, with the housing market and with the economy the way it is, many school supplies budgets are being slashed, and, you know, it's very difficult for them right now to make happen the things they need to make happen on an annual basis. So marching in with a big check is probably just as impactful as marching in with a bunch of school supplies. So again, this is just a done-for-you solution. This is how can we make it easy for you, and this is the answer. And this helps facilitate you in two different ways. Number one, obviously, is that EC School Supplies does all the heavy lifting. They do all the collecting of the supplies and shipping them and all that stuff. And the second piece of making it easy for you is they're probably already involved with elementary schools in your area. So you already sort of have a half-open door that you can get through to penetrate that market, to be able to go in and speak to those elementary school teachers and principals about how you can help support them by driving traffic to EC School Supplies. So that's I think hugely impactful for a school operator. And again, this is, you know, I can't stress this enough. This is the stream of salmon that are running past you. You know, this is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of students, potential students in your area that are basically captive. They're in one area. They're in their elementary school, and they're there for, you know, 8 months of the year, 9 months of the year. And this is exactly where you need to be standing if you want to be the bear in the stream, right? So that's really brilliant. Any other thoughts on that, guys? Any other thoughts? If I'm a school owner, you know, how do I approach this, or how do I make this work for me? I think we've given them the outline. Any other thoughts on that?
You know, one thing, you know, before the drive even kicks off is you could just let them know about it, get a list of their current school supplies that they have, and, you know, we could look at that and come up with some donation packs that match their needs more closely than just the general packs we have on there now. And that gives a, you know, another chance to get exposure to the school and introduce yourself. And, you know, maybe they potentially have resources that they can devote to the drive, and, you know, you guys can get a lot of credit for that. And, you know, it's real easy and interactive as well. So you could log in and edit the packs. The schools can actually go online and edit the packs. And, you know, we work real closely with our suppliers and our shipping companies and have great relationships with them. They actually want to be a part of the drives as well, so they donate their shipping to be a part of the drive. Our supplier gives us the best deal on the prices because they know these are all going as donations as well. You know, and our real goal was to basically supply as many kids as possible. And this is, you know, again, just the benevolent side of our business and, you know, basically need all the help we can get from everyone.
Another way we do this too, Toby, is all the new elementary schools and organizations that we contact, that there's a NAPMA member or a location. When we're in a conversation and corresponding with these schools and representatives from them, we can refer them to NAPMA and those organizations and this school supply drive and the things that they're doing in the community to help underprivileged children and so forth. So it's kind of a unique combination that co-benefit one another for the same objective, and that is to ultimately help as many underprivileged children as possible.
Hey, one other thing, Toby, real quick. We actually have the NAMA school supply drive registered as well, but if they wanted to personalize school supply drive for whatever their martial arts school was locally so they could, you know, use their exact name and get their exact name out there, we could customize school supply drives for every single one of the martial arts schools. And we actually have a whole entire toolkit. It's basically like a school supply drive in a box. So we register your drive, you put the donation packs on there, we provide you with a press release with your school supply drive on there that you can send out to the local media. It gets you a chance to get exposure not only from donors that actually are donating and kids that are actually receiving the supplies, but you get to be out in front of a lot more people just by them hearing about you are actually doing the drive, you know, and that might inspire them a lot as well.
It's just a great little template and file for NAMA members to be able to capitalize on what they're trying to do and accomplish.
And if the individual martial arts school has a website, you know, we can put links on your website. You can actually point people right to their homepage, to your guys' homepage, so that you get exposure as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's another piece of this 800-pound gorilla. Really, you've got two items here. Number one is that, okay, again, if I'm a school owner and I have some trepidation about marching into my elementary school, my local schools, then this is another open door where you can actually go into the elementary school and get their school supply list, have that put into your system, and then, you know, if you have students that are from that school or whatever, they buy from EC School Supplies, a portion of that goes back to the elementary school, and you get to march down there with a check, you know, after a couple of months or whatever. So that's just another opportunity to walk into the elementary school. The second thing is what we're building, what NAPMA is building with EC School Supplies is the other component that you mentioned. We're building the lead pipeline so that when non-martial arts students use EC School Supplies, that we can then feed those leads down to NAPMA member schools. So, for example, let's say again, you have 2,000 elementary schools involved, you know, 2,000 schools and organizations involved in your program. So, if I'm in Dallas, and you have a school district in Dallas that's using Easy School Supplies, and let's say 1,000 parents use Easy School Supplies now in August. Well, those are 1,000 warm prospects, 1,000 prospects, prospective martial arts students that NAPMA can then feed down through to the NAPMA member school in Dallas. So this is another piece of this relationship that NAPMA members will be hearing about a lot in the next couple of months, and we're busily building the infrastructure to make all that happen now. So that's going to be a really exciting piece of this puzzle.
It's interesting that you said that, Toby, too, not to interrupt you, but we're actually working with Dallas school districts, which they have over 249 schools within the districts, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools. There's over 159,000 students in that district. So this just ties into exactly what you were saying, and it's a great beneficial relationship between NAPMA members and Easy School Supplies to penetrate
the same target market to accomplish objectives for raising money and donating school supplies for these children, and in turn having them as potential customers for NAPNA members. And so it just kind of ties into what you were saying, that we're already in Dallas. That's a very big district. As a matter of fact, it's the eighth largest district in the United States right now. And we have many more like that where there's other NAPNA member locations, and that's why this thing is just, it's limitless as far as what we can do and the resources we can provide and the business that can be made by both NAPMA and EasySchoolSupplies.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, when with all the transparency here to our listener, you guys have been working with Mile High Karate Schools for a little while. And when I got involved in this conversation several months ago, what was really attractive to me, what was really interesting and I think really attractive for NAPMA, is that NAPMA, we have so many locations in such diverse in such a diverse geography all over the country, all over the world, that we can really make a huge ripple effect, a huge impact on elementary schools as a whole. And if we can help, if NAPMA can help change the current paradigm of what martial arts is, I think the mixed martial arts scene is killing commercial martial arts schools left and right. And I think now, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, if a mom of a 9-year-old thought martial arts, she thought Mr. Miyagi, mentor, I learned to fight so I don't have to fight. Right? Now, unfortunately, I think if I'm a mom of a 9-year-old and I hear the words martial arts, I click over to UFC and I see, bloody, tattooed, foul-mouthed, now highly fit, don't get me wrong, highly skilled martial artist, no question, but I don't want my 9-year-old to be that. So that's really hurting us right now. And what NAPMA really wants to do is to help all of our member schools and all of our, our community of martial arts school operators really build good, solid relationships with the elementary schools and really build good, solid relationships in the community. And this is just an amazing opportunity and tool to be able to do that in a very substantial manner. This isn't, raising funds for your own school. Right. This isn't a non-altruistic activity. This is something that really has some broad-reaching, rooting power. So I really hope our listeners and our NAPMA members really gravitate to this and really understand how impactful this can be. I'm really excited about it. I really think this is going to be a huge opportunity for our school operators. Well, that's great, guys. I think we've covered a lot of the bases here. Again, if I'm a school owner and I'm interested in participating in the drive and I'm interested in really getting the ABC blueprint on how to do this, like you said, we also have press releases and an entire kit that you can get that'll show you exactly how to do this thing. And we'll really walk you through how to drive some public relations attention, some media attention. Also, we'll really help you get into the school and create this relationship that literally can last you forever. I hate to put a number on it, but we've been in the same elementary schools doing our programs down here in Florida for 7 years, as long as that single location had been there, and even longer in the older locations. And once you're there and you have a great relationship with them, it's something that endures. So it's not recurring work that you have to do every year. It's something that just it's just always there for you. So we really hope that our members and our school owners listening really make a big impact and really can help the elementary schools in their area with this school supply drive. And we really appreciate your help and all that you've done to help us bring this to the school owners. And in addition to that, what NAPMA has done is, if you're a NAPMA member or if you're not a NAPMA member but you're in our database, if you're receiving Martial Arts Professional Magazine, if you've been a member in the past, I don't hold it against you, right? We've taken everyone in our entire database, all of our members, former members, potential members, and everyone that's receiving Martial Arts Professional Magazine, and we're loading you into the Easy School Supply system now. So all you have to do is visit NAPMA.com/school supply, and fill out a little form and check off the appropriate buttons, and you'll automatically be loaded into the Easy School Supply system, and you'll automatically be handed into the back end of their website so that you can go ahead and select the school that you want to benefit, select exactly how you want to do it, and it's all done for you. So this is just a really easy point-and-click solution to having an amazing back-to-school season and a really substantial year this year. Well, guys, you know, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything that you think that we're missing? I think we've been pretty thorough.
Well, yeah, there's one other thing I wanted to mention. And basically every website that we have and operate is all fundraising driven. So we give, you know, 5 to 10% depending on website back to each school or martial arts school or school supply drive. And we also have another business called easybusinessproducts.com. It's just a real easy website. It has over 30,000 items, everything you could buy at the local Office Depot, Office Max store. And 5% of each of those purchases can go back to any school supply drive, any local elementary school. They could go back to the martial arts school and continue that fundraising year-long for the schools and the school supply drive.
Yeah, and I believe what we're going to be doing for our members especially is we're going to be building a very robust relationship on that side, I think, too, and giving our members and school owners some really easy point-and-click opportunities to take advantage of that, too. So I'm really excited about that opportunity as well. But, yeah, it's a good point.
We certainly appreciate this opportunity as well, and in working with NAPNA, Mile High Karate, Martial Arts Professional Magazine, and we certainly look forward to the opportunity of taking advantage of helping as many underprivileged children as possible, because basically that's what this comes down to, and it's important.
No, absolutely, and in the spirit of anything that I think becomes very successful, this is just a huge win-win. And I always remember Stephen Oliver, of course, is a force for continuing education, and just, you know, is one of the most voracious readers and one of the most voracious learners I've ever met. And of course, that means, you know, in my training, my staff training, I have to read about, you know, 50 books a year and, you know, all that sort of thing. And obviously, one of his favorite quotes is, you know, the win-win or no deal. Concept, and that really applies in this case. I mean, the school district wins, the elementary school wins, Easy School Supplies wins, NAPMA wins because we get to make a bigger impact in the community. So I think this is just an amazing opportunity for everyone. So thank you guys so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and I know that we're going to be speaking a lot in future weeks.
We appreciate it again, Toby.
Hi there, this is Toby Milroy again, Chief Operating Officer for NAPMA, the National Association of Professional Martial Artists. And we have a really interesting topic for today, and we have a really interesting guest. We're talking about Web 2.0 and social networking as it applies to growing your martial arts school in this day and age and in this economy. And our special guest today is actually one of the leading experts in utilizing social networking for martial arts schools in the industry, Tracy McCoy. So, Tracy, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
You know, we had spoken a couple of months ago about how you and of course, Mike McCoy, you know, I'm sure many of our listeners know Mike from the U.S. Open and from the tournament circuit and NASCA, have been sort of using social networking for martial arts schools and things like that. So, you know, we certainly want to take a little bit of time to chat about that today. And also, you're going to be one of our special guests at our 2009 NAPMA Extreme Success Academy, October 9th, 10th, and 11th in San Antonio, Texas. And we're really excited about that. And the reason we're so excited about that is because, you know, right now in today's market, many martial arts school owners are really suffering. They're really having a difficult time with driving new enrollments in their school. And the reason for that, there's a couple reasons, but the primary reasons are that, you know, of course, we're going through a difficult economic spell right now. And because of the media coverage of the economy and because of the sort of general vibrating mass of thought out there in the general consumer base, what's happened is the average consumer is now thinking differently. They're much more skeptical about sales and marketing messages. They're much more, I call it, they have their defense shields up. And if you bombard them with the sales messages and marketing messages that used to work, you know, 6 months ago, 10 months ago, 2, 3, 4, 10 years ago, they're just bouncing off the shield. Because frankly, right now, the general populace, the general consumer is thinking to themselves, I don't want to get involved in anything right now. I ain't spending money on anything right now, unless it's an absolute essential, right?
Absolutely
so,
true.
Yeah. So which is why what we're talking about today is so powerful for martial arts school operators. It does not mean those defense shields does not mean that people aren't spending money. People certainly are. In fact, Barrett Jackson had a banner year last year. There's so much money moving through the system right now, especially with affluent buyers. And they're looking for places to invest their money, certainly not in banks right now, right? Certainly not in the stock market. You know, there are a lot of things that they're not investing in. But anyway, so to make a long story short, you've got this general sense in the consumer population of defensiveness. And using the traditional marketing messages and methods that we used even a year ago simply aren't working. They're simply just bouncing off the defense shields. Now, what is working really well is any marketing message that slipped in under the shield, because consumers have money right now, right? They mostly aren't spending money on many other things, so they kind of have a cash surplus. The general saving trend in the United States is that the average consumer now, the average person in the United States, the average populace, their personal savings has increased over 800% since last January. So they're putting money away. Right, so people do have money. People are buying things. They're
correct.
Just not at the rate that they were 2 years ago. So why this is so important and why we're really excited to speak with you today is that any messages that sneak in under the defense shields are still very useful, very successful. And using this social media, using social networking, using Web 2.0 is exactly that. It's relationship selling. It's not direct selling like we used to do. So maybe you could walk us through that a little bit. Maybe you could kind of, you know, let's take a 40,000 foot in the air perspective a little bit, and let's look at what people are doing online. How are they interacting online? Where's traffic moving back and forth? What does that landscape look like right now?
Okay, well, first let's talk about, I want to hit on something you said, which is people are not receiving or consuming sales messages the way that they were. That is 100% true, and it's not just adults who are putting the shields up defensively. Exactly the reason you said, it's also kids. Kids, millennials, do not hear and do not consume communication at all the way that prior generations do. But the way that, and it's actual, the answer to this is for actually both generations. You reach people differently, and you reach younger or millennials through the media that they're accustomed to, through gaming, through interfaces, web interfaces, and things like that. Twitter, for example, is a great example or a great way that people are connecting with other people. You can also use it as a sales medium. It just can't be a direct route. It has to be a very indirect route. In general, the question is, what are people doing online? Well, to go back a couple of years, it all started with Facebook, who hit the market first with the idea of connecting to college friends, either old friends, new friends, whatever, making the connection online and then beginning to establish a relationship. Well, in very, very short order, the idea exploded, and then you have MySpace and a billion other websites dedicated to forming connections. The reason why this type of environment has evolved and why it's so hot, and it is just the hottest thing out there. I want to give you a statistic, actually. 34% of our market is on Facebook. 34% of the market is on Facebook. Isn't that amazing? That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of market share for one company like that. Anyhow, why are people doing this? Because the need to connect is so strong for especially millennials. And what they when they connect, what they're doing is actually contributing content. They're no longer passive voyeurs of information. This generation has to be a creator, an author, and that's why social networking really appeals to them. It's trickling up, in other words, it's trickling up in the age categories, but slowly. It's mostly the millennials that have made social networking so dynamic. Does that help, Toby?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And what you're saying is you know, I tell the story like ad nauseum now, but I think it's useful. Is that when we're thinking about marketing a martial arts school, you want to be like the bear. And there's two different kinds of bears, right? And bear number one is the one who tromps out into the middle of the stream where the salmon are running and stands hip deep or waist deep in the water and stands where the current is the strongest and the salmon are running the most, and he snatches up all the salmon he chooses to eat and gets fat and happy for the winter, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other type of bear is the one who just kind of is afraid to get his paws wet, and he stands on the shore. And yeah, sure, every now and then a sick salmon swims by and he grabs him, but, you know, which bear do you want to be? You know, I want to be the guy in the middle of the stream. So what you're identifying here is that wherever there's a big herd of our potential customers, wherever there's a big group of them, we got to go stand in the middle of the stream, right? We got to go find where they're running and stand there. And again, if 34% of our market is on Facebook, I mean, there's 250 million users on Facebook, of which 120 million users log on every day, right?
Right.
So a couple of the things that we're going to be talking about. Now, there is some danger here, and perhaps this jumps the gun a little bit, but let me tell you a little bit of danger. Number one is that, well, let's look at the whole spectrum. Number one, we have a huge segment of our market who is on Facebook, who are using Twitter, who are on MySpace, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This represents this unique streaming, you know, salmon running opportunity for us to go stand in front of them. And
exactly.
We're going to talk a little bit today and definitely a lot at the Extreme Success Academy in October of how exactly to go do that. Now,
mm-hmm.
Here's the warning.
Great stuff.
You can waste a lot of time having your staff or you go log into Facebook, collect friends, send invitations, post your status updates, link back and forth to Twitter, go set up the blogs. You can waste an enormous amount of time that, you know, shouldn't be wasted. So what we're going to be exposing at our – we're actually doing a very special bonus session at the Extreme Success Academy. We'll be spending a good amount of time with you, Tracy, Stephen Oliver, and myself discussing in depth how to make social networking work for a martial arts school owner on 5 minutes a day or less.
Right.
And that's the big warning. You cannot allow your staff members to go play on Facebook for 6 hours a day in your martial arts school. We simply don't have that amount of time, right? And it's an addictive media that causes that to happen. The average of those 120 million users who log on every day, the average time they spend on Facebook is 20 minutes. So
mm-hmm.
we can't afford to have our staff members on the computer for 20 minutes a day, you know, during prime time. So what we're going to be exposing is what I've called the network of power. And this network of power allows me to update all of my – I spend literally 15 minutes a week, and I do over 150 updates per week on my Facebook, Twitter, MySpace pages. And I do it all systemically, all systematically, using free software and some creative strategies so that I literally never have to log into Facebook or Twitter ever during the week. I set it up on Sunday, and I set it and forget it. So we're going to be talking a lot about that. Yeah, we're going to be talking a lot about that in Texas. Now, the next thing is knowing that if 34% of our potential prospects are on Facebook itself, that means there's this huge interest in that type of a media for our students, for our generation of prospect. Now,
okay.
What you guys have created with KickGen is facilitating that for our students specifically. So maybe you could kind of walk us through the evolution of that and how that looks and how that works for a school owner.
Well, you know, real specifically, I got a graduate degree in this subject, not specifically social networking, but more specifically digital kids, and I did my thesis in this area. And it hit me like a ton of bricks, that this is a generation that is very, very different. They consume information differently. They multitask. And what I mean by that is, think about any kid. Are they watching TV, texting on their cell phone, and using their computer at the same time? Chances are, yes, they are. But the difference between them and us, I use that term loosely because you might be closer to the millennial age, Toby, but I'm not, is that our brains are not wired to multitask the same way. And because these kids were born after the internet and technology has moved so rapidly in their lives, it's commonplace and normal, and it's how they function. And you might have heard a little bit of, you know, these kids are also, there's a higher rate of ADD and so forth. And that's true, but there's still people that are very, very capable of multitasking and just performing at a different level than we are. So that led me to the next step, which is, well, what are, you know, how are they entertained and what are they doing? Within the area of martial arts, which is our other area of specialization, you know, my husband owns the tournament, we've always been in martial arts, how are the needs of martial artists being met in the area of social networking, one, and two, who's considering the safety of these kids? So obviously the content on a generalized social network like MySpace or Facebook is not protected. And that was, for us, number one. It has to be family-friendly, safe, and the content has to be protected. And then number two, we have to provide them with the same type of opportunity that they can receive out on other social networks, but relevant to martial artists. So there you have it. That's why we created KickGen and what it's based on. But then lastly, it's really, really taking the knowledge and understanding that digital kids are different and addressing them at their level, and to their need set and not ours. So, and that dovetails on your message earlier with regard to sales communications. It's no longer going to be heard the same old way. You have to reach people differently, and you have to reach them in the way that they receive the information.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've built in a couple of really powerful structures, really powerful paradigms in what you're doing with KickGen. And number one paradigm is we all have to admit to ourselves that the students that are in our schools training, they're out there on the social networks anyway, right? They're there. They're on Facebook. They're on MySpace. They're on,
absolutely,
you know, Twitter. They're on these networks. So why don't we integrate something in our program that they're going to do anyway, but that benefits both of us? That, number one, keeps them safe, but number two, it keeps them connected to our martial arts school. So one of the codes you've cracked here is,
right,
once the student goes home, how are they still connected back to the martial arts school? And KickGen is a perfect example of that, and we're going to be talking a lot about that in Texas. The second piece of code that you've cracked here is, I think, you know, just as powerful, is now how do we use this social media, this social networking structure, to create new students in our school? And one of the components of this, one of the things that we're going to be talking about in Texas, is exactly how we can turn this system on for you so that when your student invites their friends to be part of their social network, all their friends now become prospects for you at your school. And I think that has a lot of leverage for martial arts school marketing in the next 24, 36 months and on into the future, because frankly, this is how people are going to be. As soon as, you know, mark my words on this, as soon as web TV becomes the norm, right,
mm-hmm,
which is right around the corner. I mean, it's right around the corner. 3D television will be next, and right around the corner from that, it'll all be interactive web television. As soon as that becomes the norm, then frankly, you know, Facebook, MySpace, those types of social networks are going to be just like, you know, watching the Tonight Show. That's what people are going to do at 6 o'clock. They're going to be on Facebook because they have exactly the news, highlights, exactly the stuff that they want to see being delivered to them exactly the way they want to consume it. So imagine how powerful that is to have each and every one of your students, when they invite and interact with their friends on the social network, that now becomes a lead generator for you at your martial arts school. So perhaps describe how the philosophy behind that.
Well, you described it perfectly, actually, and it goes back to the words, exactly what they want. If you're programming your school communications and your school philosophies with that understanding of exactly what they want, you're going to be a lot more successful overall, especially in the areas of retention and engagement, because you really have to, you have to be where the kids are. You have to be relevant to them. In fact, there's a little phrase out there, you may have heard of it before, but digital kids speak digital and adults speak analog, and the accent is heavy, and they know it, they hear it. So any instructor, any school owner that's troubling themselves to learn digital and speak digital is going to go miles above those that are choosing to remain analog. Does that answer your question?
No, absolutely. And in fact, probably an enhancement of the power of this is right now, today, this digital language, this digital architecture, this digital landscape is virtually free. And what I mean by that is, you know, right now it's almost 50 cents to put a letter into the mail, right, plus the price of printing and you know, fulfillment. And it's, you know, to send a voice broadcast is 15 cents a delivered call, and a fax is 10 cents, and email very soon will be paid. I mean, right now it's a crapshoot whether your email is going to get delivered or not. So very soon that'll be, you know, paid guaranteed delivery. And this, for all intents and purposes, is an unlimited pipeline of marketing and relationship building messaging absolutely free, right? Once you're in the golden door, once you've sort of slipped under the defense shields, then you've got a captive audience that is basically double opted in, right? They've told you they want to hear from you. They've told you that they now want to interact with you. Now you have to, what we're going to be talking about in Texas is two pieces of this. Number one piece is you have to treat social networking like social experiences, like a party. You don't walk into a party and have 100 people that you don't know and immediately walk up to each one of them and try and sell them all something, right? You
right.
go into a party and you interact with them in the way you would in a party. And we're going to describe exactly how to do that at the show in Texas. We're going to be describing exactly how to craft your marketing messages and build relationships in this social media, in this social area, that's completely different than anything you've done in traditional marketing. I mean, it's completely different than how to write a good headline or how to get a high click-through rate. This is a very different experience, a very different process.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the second piece of that, which perhaps might deserve some discussion, is what you've created with KickGen and what we've created with this type of a strategy is that one of the problems and dangers with the social networks en masse is that they're not geographically targeted. That
mm-hmm.
when you're on Facebook, it's everybody in the entire world that's on Facebook you're searching through. Well, wouldn't it be great if you could find a place where the salmon are running and you know that they're in the right stream, right, instead of being in the stream 100 miles away? And that's what you've accomplished here is that, you know, this actually has the ability now to target the market that is a good prospect for my school, rather than the guy who lives in China or Uruguay or you know, in a town 17 miles away, right? So
right.
I think those are two important pieces.
Well, and the thing is, and, you know, we hear sometimes from school owners, you know, I'm speaking to the choir here, they're already training. Well, yeah, in some cases they are already training, but in a lot of cases they're looking for a new school. But lastly, those that are attracted to martial arts are attracted to KickGen because of the content. So it is an excellent place to find qualified prospects for a school, and even taking it beyond that to be relevant to your existing students and make sure that you're living in their space, no pun intended there, and providing things that they consider relevant. That's really important that you are able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do want to go back to something you said because I want to see what happens in the market. Who knows? But right now, looking at the statistics for who uses what in terms of media out there, the interesting growth pattern that we see occurring in the 55 plus range is email. So I don't think email is as dead as it may be projected to be dead, because it's still, you know, up in the 90s for every other age category, 15 all the way to 54. But the fast-growing category of messaging is IM, or texting. And that's the one thing I think school owners should pay attention to with regard to their students is you have to be able to efficiently, effectively, in time, you know, in a really quick manner, communicate with your students by cell phone because that's the medium they use.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, in fact, we at NAPMA now, I have, you know, all of our staff members, we have the infrastructure in place now so that everyone's on Skype. And with a push of one button, I can have everybody on the same Skype call in an eighth of a second. I just push the button, and I have the entire team on the line, and we can, you know, have a quick discussion, hang up, and it's all over. It's much more it's an entire different way to communicate. And I think what you're saying is exactly right. Text messaging, instant messaging, quick, short. By the way, don't forget the demo practice at 7 o'clock tonight. All those types of things are going to be enormously important.
It is important to the kids, to the martial arts students. That's how they talk. In fact, they don't even talk on the phone anymore. Generally speaking, they text each other more than anything else.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I mean, if you think about my generation, it was the phone. So to move that to a place where kids don't even talk, they don't talk, though. They text. So it's really important that we're able to penetrate that space and communicate with them the way they want to be communicated with, which is why Twitter is such an important phenomenon to pay attention to right now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, thank you so much for your time today. I think we accomplished everything we needed to. So if I'm a school owner and I'm really interested in how to use the social networks and social media in general, all this Web 2.0, discussion, and you want to, we've made the commitment and we've promised to expose these strategies to you in plain English so that you don't have to be a 14-year-old kid to understand it and be able to go do it. All the stuff that we're talking about is, you know, we're going to lay it out for you so that you can really understand how this thing works. We're going to be talking about what we call the triangle of trust, which is how to use the social media as a marketing vehicle that doesn't violate the sense of trust and relationship you have with the list, with your customers, with the people who are following you on your social networks. We're going to be talking about the network of power, which is how you can update and keep everybody in the loop with all of your messages and keep building that relationship and creating that relationship with new people without spending a lot of time, perhaps 10 minutes a week, 15 minutes a week is all it'll take to accomplish that. And we're going to talk a lot about how to use this as a huge retention tool and how to use it as a marketing vehicle directly from your students' activities on the networks. So I think that's a lot of value and a lot of really important strategy for martial arts school operators in 2009 and beyond. This is not the same old, same old. This is not, you know, how to go put flyers on doors. This is not the same stuff that was working 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 1 year ago. This is what's working today.
Correct.
And we're not bringing you one of the common threads. We've been dealing with what Stephen Oliver describes as a 1-2-3 punch in the martial arts industry, and it's knocked a lot of schools out. And punch number one is this challenging economy that we're moving through. Punch number two is the overwhelming media prevalence of coverage of UFC and mixed martial arts, and meaning that, you know, perhaps 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when a parent heard the word martial arts, they thought about Mr. Miyagi and, you know, I learned how to fight so I don't have to fight, and I learned to become a better person through training, right? I think, unfortunately, now when the average mom of a 9-year-old thinks martial arts, they think about UFC, blood, foul mouth, tattooed, 96 piercings, flipping off the camera, MMA fighters. Now, you know, you can respect or not respect what they do, and I certainly do, but I think if I'm a mom of a 9-year-old, I don't immediately say, ooh, I want my son to be that. So that's punch number two. Punch number three is there's this huge influx of new, quote-unquote, industry experts, of people in the martial arts industry who, number one, either couldn't really, you know, operate their own school successfully enough, so they decided to teach you how to run yours, or number two, did run successful locations but 10 years ago. And what used to work 10 years ago, 2 years ago, even last year, is very different than what's working today. So it's extremely important that if I'm a school owner, I am choosing to listen to, Tom Hopkins' quote is never take advice from somebody more screwed up than you are, and Stephen Oliver's twist on that is, listen to people who are where you want to be or who have surpassed where you want to be, rather than those who never could get where you want to be. So I think that's extremely important. And all of the content, all of the people that we're bringing to the 2009 NAPM Extreme Success Academy have been there and done that. They're proven entities. It's people like Dave Kovar and Keith Hafner and Steve LaValle and, of course, Stephen Oliver and Chief Master Bill Clark, people who really do understand how the business really works and are proven. So I think that that's very important for all of our listeners. If I'm thinking about attending a show this year, this is definitely the one you need to make sure you're there for. We certainly want to help you, make 2010 a much better year than perhaps 2008 and this half of 2009 have been. So anyway, thank you so much for your time today. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that as somebody who works in this space and we can call this a bleeding edge of technology. I don't know of any other company where a martial arts school owner can get this type of advice. This is, NAPMA is the only one. So that's the reason we are working with NAPMA, because we appreciate the fact that they're willing to stay, actually you are willing to stay, on the relevant edge of technology. So that's I heartily agree with that, and I encourage people to attend the seminar. It's really important. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it as well.
Well, thanks so much. We'll speak really soon.
The Sounds of Success is produced in Clearwater, Florida. It is intended exclusively for members of the National Association of Professional Martial Artists and their staffs.